Hello.
Hey, good morning. How are you
How are you?
doing?
Good, Amy. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So I just wanted a little bit of clarification on the two pieces of equipment on each separate quote in
Okay.
Innovative.
Sure.
So one of the things says Trailer Wizards, that's for the equipment that they're trying to finance now, or is that for the collateral? Because in looking at the description, it talks about that Vanguard Tritem axle, and I think that was something that you put in the notes on that deal as a piece of collateral. So I just wanted clarification if you could.
Yeah, okay. So, which the is it the pro forma one you're talking about?
Give me one second to just make sure I have both of them in front of me. Okay, so yeah, the pro form, the one that's labeled pro forma.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one,
Trailer.
is that the collateral or is that the equipment that they're trying to finance?
No, that's the equipment. Both of these are equipment that they're trying to finance. So this first one, the Trailer Wizards, the lower amount for 39,000, that's the first one he wanted to get. But it is a trailer.
Okay, so should I not be sending this at this time? 'Cause we're doing right now, aren't we doing three trailers for 35K? So is it a different piece of equipment
The,
or?
yeah, those are different. Yeah, that's it's a different. Exactly, it's a different. It's from a different vendor. He wants them both, but I just didn't know how that works. Like, do you guys submit both, or do you submit one at a time? I didn't know, so I just kind of put them both on there, and I didn't clarify.
Okay. Yeah, I think from what I understand, we would have to do it like in separate transactions.
Okay. Did you already submit it for the three on the bigger purchase order? The Glovis?
So the Glovis one is the one that they're trying to do now and get three of.
Oh, okay.
Or no, that's what I'm asking you. Is that correct? Because
Oh.
it just the what the lender asked was they thought that the one from Trailer Wizards, they thought that that was the collateral that we're offering. Because in the notes it does say 2016 Vanguard tri-axle trailer for 40K, and that kind of falls more in line with that quote from pro forma.
Oh, hold on. Let me look at the notes here.
Okay. And I'm looking at where it says purchase justification and submissions, just
Okay.
trying to like square away the equipment listed there because some of it looks very similar to what's on the quote.
Okay. Yeah, I know he sent me a list of what he owns, and he did have some stuff for collateral, but there should
Yeah.
be a list of things. It's not just one.
Right. But like if you look in the purchase justification, you said a Vanguard triaxle trailer for 40K.
All right, hold on. Submission.
And then that looks very similar to the pro forma quote because the equipment cost is almost 40K. Description says 53-foot Vanguard Tritem axle. So the lender was like, "Oh, is this the collateral that they're offering?"
Oh no. Yeah, okay. No, that's those are yeah, those are the three things that he owns and what they're worth.
Okay. So that quote then for the pro forma, should I just tell them to disregard?
Yeah, you could tell them to disregard that, or should we try to get it financed through them, or no?
I think we just have to go like one at a time. So the other quote then, the one that has a Glovis on it, and then it shows the new Hyundai HT composite 53-foot van trailer. That's what they want three of for right now.
Correct.
Okay. I'll just let her know that I sent that pro forma quote in error. And I think like with the collateral, they'll probably ask this later on, but they're going to ask for like condition reports and like specs on those vehicles, like how much mileage they have on it. Just so they can kind of appraise the those pieces of equipment and see if it's really worth 40K, 35K, 45K. You know what I mean? Okay.
So as far as the smaller one of the 39,000, is there a way we can try to get that like submitted to someone else for an approval? Because I think he wanted this one first. Or can we, like, pass on the three right now and just say, can we finance this one piece from Trailer Wizards?
Yeah, and you're saying that in that case, like, the collateral will still be the same? So you would run...
I don't know how that works.
Okay.
I just know he wanted this first.
Okay.
The Trailer Wizards.
Okay.
But you know what? I'm sure if we can get the three, that'll work as well. So, yeah, okay. Let's just pull the Trailer Wizard one, the pro forma one. Just pull that one.
Okay.
And we'll hold off on it.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we would need, like, a new deal just to work on that one piece of equipment, but maybe you can talk to DK and see, like, you know, what the strategy should be moving forward. But right now we have them submitted for, like, the three trailers, and I'll just work on that for now, if that's okay.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Okay, cool.
Hey, any update on the that construction one?
What's it called?
Let's see, it's
Left Siebel's.
Oh yeah, no, that one, it's not gonna go through because it's not the amount he wanted.
Okay.
That one was, he got an extra $10,000, I think, but that's not anywhere what he needed. It was called Europa Construction Corp.
Oh, okay. That one we just submitted end of day yesterday. Let me take a look and see what the update is.
Okay.
I'm just trying to see if I worked on it or if Grant worked on this one. Okay. Yeah, I submitted it, like, at 3 yesterday, and I submitted it to Ascentium. Mm-hmm. They're, like, one of our A lenders. They offer, like, pretty good rates and stuff. They can only do up to 150, though. Is that going to work for the customer? I looked at your notes and submission, and it just said looking for 150 to pay for vendors and payroll.
Yeah, 150 would work.
Okay. The thing with Ascentium is, like, since they're, like, in one of our very top A lenders, it's kind of like we have to be exclusive with them. So when we submit there, we can only submit there until they either approve or decline. So I assume we'll have an answer sometime this morning. They don't take too long to respond to stuff. Okay. And if we get the 150, cool. We can submit to other sources if you want. If we don't get the 150, then obviously I'll do that and try and get 150 somewhere else. But I think it should be pretty easy because they have good credit and good banks.
Yeah, it looks really good. Yeah, it does look really good.
Okay. Yeah, I'll keep you updated on that one.
So should I... So if we get the 150, should we be okay with that? Or should I go and try to get a higher approval? I mean, what do you...
It's kind of up to you, because I think that we could maybe get more for this customer, and that way you'll have different options. But yeah. The rates from Ascentium, if we get that approved, you'll see they're really good. I think, like, their buy is, like, a 1-1, like, I don't, yeah, I'd have to look at it, but it's comparable to, like, win set rates.
Do we make a decent amount, or are we making garbage on it?
With Ascentium, I think that we get up to 10 points, so.
Okay. All right, well, cool. All right, yeah, if you could keep me posted, that'd be great.
Okay, yeah, I submitted this, like, pretty much end of day yesterday, so we'll know something sometime this morning.
Cool. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you, Amy.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.